For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
And being found as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. For scarcely for a righteous man will someone die, yet for a good man some would even dare to die.
But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Here is love, the love of a father reaching out through eternity to save a lost and dying world. Here is love, the love of a Savior laying down his life so we might share in his eternal kingdom.
Vast as the ocean, powerful as a flood,
here is love.
But the people of Jerusalem misunderstood the gift that Jesus offered. They thought he would give them power.
They thought he would give them riches and an earthly kingdom. So they met him as they rode into the city, waving palm branches and laying their garments on the ground before him.
Thank you.
the King of Love entered the city, where in just a few days the cries of the crowd would change from Hosanna to Crucify Him.
But in those few remaining days, Jesus continued his ministry. While traitors plotted his death, he continued to reach out to a world that misunderstood him, a world where he walked alone.
At last, the night approached, the final night that Christ would spend on earth. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come to depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
In the upper room, he washed the feet of his disciples and gave them words of comfort and encouragement. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, yet in a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you shall live also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than a man lay down his life for his friends. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you enter not into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw away, kneeled down, and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground.
Thank you.
For the rest of that night, Jesus was dragged from one trial to another, falsely accused, beaten before jeering mobs, even betrayed by his closest friends. As the prophet Isaiah predicted hundreds of years earlier, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Dressed Jesus in a purple robe, made a crown of thorns, and put it on his head, crying, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
They hit him on the head with a reed and spat upon him. And when they had mocked him, they led him out to be crucified.
They thought that Jesus was defeated, but every wound, every drop of blood, was a sign of God's triumphant, eternal love.
Thank you.
grace and love like mighty rivers poured down from heaven as Jesus hung on the cross, bearing the sins of the world. And when he breathed the words, "It is finished," the debt of sin was paid, and the wall of separation between God and humankind was broken down forever.
Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God.
Thank you.
On Easter Sunday morning, the stone was rolled away, and the grave where Jesus had been buried was empty. It proved the victory of God's love and forgiveness over the power of sin and death.
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who makes intercession for us at the right hand of God.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you so much.